For some people, the ability to have great conversations is almost inborn. They can talk with anyone on virtually any topic, even on topics they have limited knowledge about. They rely on their charm and conversational skills to keep conversations lively and exciting. They walk into rooms and command instant attention because of the way they carry themselves. Sadly, not everyone is born with this charm and charisma to have a similar effect. To be more accurate, most people are terrible at keeping positive energy flowing into their conversations. So, they either try to avoid conversations as much as possible or build up a catalog of excuses for leaving conversations midway. We hold conversations with people virtually every day, and this has become part of our daily lives. We rely heavily on conversations to foster relationships, ask for help, psychological support, and express ourselves. Since conversations are frequent occurrences in our lives, you would expect everyone to be an expert at the topic. However, very few people ever master the art of conversations. Most people just babble their way out of conversations as soon as they can. Surprised? The goal of this chapter is to unravel the reasons you don't eventually get to start a conversation with that person you've always wanted to, and also to know why even when you summon the courage to start one, the conversation is always boring and withers like a dried flower. Communicating is more than just exchanging information. It's about understanding the emotion and the intentions behind the information. Besides sending a message, also hear about a way to get the full sense of what is being said and to make the other person feel heard and understood. Effective communication seems to be instinctive, but often when we try to communicate with others, we lose something. Say one particular thing, the other person hears something else, and misunderstanding happens.